time for the Susan Taylor Podcast, where we discuss the yoga of mind, medicine, and healing. Author of Feeling Good Matters, Sexual Radiance, and the Vital Energy Program, Dr. Taylor imparts authentic knowledge and practical tools that inspire, educate, and empower us to be a healing force for positive change. So join us and take your life and our planet to the next level.
Hello and welcome to episode 32, Can Cognitive Decline Be Reversed? In the heart of every human being is the desire to live with vitality and purpose, the fundamental requirement for being whole, healthy, and full of life. Today we're facing a planetary imbalance, a healing crisis, where vitality and purpose are met with anxiety, distraction, fatigue, as well as cognitive decline. We've lost some perspective on the organization of nature, the dynamics of nature, and the healing force behind it because of our externally driven ways. Today, I'd like to discuss cognitive decline, what it is, and why it's important, and some research that may be beneficial to keep it at bay. So let's get started. Sometimes the brain isn't as supple as it used to be, depending on how old we are, genetics, and our lifestyle habits, most importantly. Cognitive decline is considered to be a normal, in quotes, process of aging in the current medical view. However, I'm not quite sure that it's necessarily so. Cognitive decline simply means that your brain doesn't work as well as it used to. It's a response to the aging of neurons and the decreased speed at which these neurons fire. It's a decreased speed at which our brain functions. Keep in mind that it's not the same thing as cognitive impairment. Although it's age-related for most people, the exact cause of cognitive decline is not known. Cognitive decline can be caused by elements of a person's environment that are really not conducive to having a normal brain or normal brain health. When the brain doesn't receive essential nutrition or nutrients, it can't perform as it's supposed to, like certain enzymes, elements, vitamins, minerals, fats, proteins, and carbohydrates are really required for a normal, healthy brain, and lack of toxins, of course. Many studies have determined that with nutrient deficiency, with deficiencies, the brain becomes unable to process thoughts as effectively and has difficulty during decision-making, concentration becomes more difficult, and learning efficiency actually decreases. This decline can become permanent if diet and nutrition are not attended to. As we age, whether male or female, estrogen levels do change. It's more pronounced in women, but it does affect men also, and that declines. Although this may have little effect initially, over time it can cause lack of energy and decline in brain function. The linings of the arteries sometimes become stiffer and blood flow is more restricted to the brain. Another issue is that over time, the metabolic processes, you know, that go on in the body, they can't rid themselves of what we call reaction oxygen species. They're called free radicals. You've heard that in the news with free radical damage. Free radicals are those molecules and atoms that have unpaired electrons, which means they are highly reactive and they can damage our cellular structures. You know, the production of free radicals happens during our normal metabolic processes. When the body is healthy, it naturally removes them and health is restored and kept in a balanced state. When we have a lifetime of free radical buildup from poor food choices and environmental toxins, that becomes the response. That's why our cells break down. It becomes responsible for our cellular breakdown in the brain. Age-related cognitive decline may be put on hold, according to Dr. Dale Bredesen. He's a researcher in cognitive decline, and he's developed a multimodal approach focused on a personal dietary and lifestyle intervention that has yielded actually positive outcomes in a number of cases. Dr. Bredesen has come up with a therapeutic system and protocols for working with cognitive decline. I put his research resources in our blog for this week. His biochemical research has revealed an extensive network of molecular interactions that are involved with cognitive decline, suggesting that a networks-based therapeutic approach may actually be more effective than what's being used now in the past for treatment. Based on the hypothesis that cognitive decline results from an imbalance in brain's ability to change, remember we talked about plasticity in last week of the brain, the ability of the brain to change, a therapy should really address many of these networks and as many of the network components as we have that's possible. So I'd like to call him Dr. Dale. He's pioneered a systems-based personalized therapeutic approach, and his nutrient protocols have shown significant improvements in those with mild to moderate cognitive decline. He's profiled cognitive decline in several categories, and his lifestyle or his dietary protocols addressed each uniquely. For example, those who have cognitive decline due to too much inflammation are put on a dietary protocol minimizing simple carbohydrates. Curcumin, DHA, EPA, they're the fats that are needed for the brain. He's put that in the diet. For those experienced, for example, gut health, for example, he puts them on pre and probiotics. Those that have decreased focus, for example, pantothenic acid, B5, vitamin B5 may be useful. So he's actually done research with these core nutrient and dietary components. For many people experiencing cognitive decline, the future does not hold a positive outlook. But according to Dr. Dale, he's a researcher again in cognitive decline, who I'm just talking about, he's developed this multimodal approach, and he focuses on dietary and lifestyle intervention. And his positive outcomes are in the news. This approach that he uses has successfully reversed cognitive decline in patients with cognitive decline, namely early Alzheimer's disease. And we know Alzheimer's disease is one of the top third reasons in death within the United States, cancer and heart disease being up there with it. So it's quite profound. His work has been sourced by many of the popular brain diets out there. He's the underlying research for all of that. The good news from all that he's done is that there is someone who has taken a functional approach utilizing lifestyle and nutrition to perhaps prevent a disease state or even keep a disease state at bay, namely cognitive decline. Please refer to the blog that we have with this podcast for references that I've used for this podcast. And those references are outlined on the website. That brings me to the end of this episode. And if you'd like to be notified weekly for new podcasts, please subscribe. The Susan Taylor Podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And also on susantaylor.org, where you can click on the podcast to subscribe. Contact us at susantaylor.org if you have any questions, comments, or feedback. I had a few emails that did come through with, is there anything for Alzheimer's? And I'm calling that mild cognitive decline in the early stages. And that's what made me start doing the research. And there'll be more in the future on this type of research and what's really going on. So again, questions, comments, something you might want to hear, contact us. Contact me at susantaylor.org. And until next time, remain calm, consciously aware, living in the moment. See you next week.